This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, in things you probably did not expect to learn on this program, did you know the 2-year marriage anniversary is the cotton anniversary? Yeah, no, me neither. But it's germane because today makes it 2 years since the $43 billion corporate marriage of Warner Brothers and Discovery. And honestly, it's been a tough run. Its share price is off 65% in those 2 years. Ticker is WBD, if you want to have a look. And Max, that is its streaming service Max, is well behind Netflix in total subscriptions, the lifeblood of the new entertainment universe. Corporate marriages are, of course, hard. And as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, corporate media marriages are often exceptionally so.
One thing about Warner Brothers, they never give up on trying to find the right partner. AOL merged with Warner in 2000. It was called Time Warner back then. You might remember that as the largest merger in U.S. history and a $182 billion disaster. Then AT&T acquired Warner in 2018 and after a 4-year honeymoon decided to split.
I think the reason it's always in the middle of these mergers is because they have absolutely fantastic assets.
David Offenberg is a professor of entertainment finance at Loyola Marymount. Current Warner properties like Harry Potter or HBO or Batman are very attractive to would-be suitors. There's just one small hiccup.
Getting the money from the great stuff that they own has just been the problem.
Merged media companies typically have elaborate plans to monetize all their collective content libraries. And then social media or streaming or some other tech breakthrough arrives. Neil Zuckerman is with Boston Consulting Group.
You could go to sleep in the steel industry. And you know what? Things are kind of the same 20 years later. You take a nap in the media business. The industry is completely transformed.
That makes a successful media merger in the internet era tough, but not impossible. Adam Haller is a merger integration consultant at Bain & Company.
Let's not forget that Marvel was a standalone comic book company, and Disney said, hey, we're really good at commercializing franchises.
For its part, Warner Brothers Discovery is in merger rumors yet again, although it's bogged down by billions in debt incurred in previous acquisitions. But who doesn't have baggage from past relationships? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.